Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. This week's flying by.
Hell yeah.
This year's flying by. Enjoy it. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. It is going by super, super duper fast, man. But yeah, we're getting here. It is a Trillville Thursday here on the Midday Show. Falls in the air, Andy.
It is.
And I don't like it.
I know, but
I don't like it.
Here's what I know you and Bo don't, but
I don't like it.
Happens every year, guys.
So what? I still don't like it.
It'll be warm again soon.
Yeah. And I don't like it.
Let us who do enjoy it. You know what I mean? We're happy for it in the summer when we're sweating our asses off and you guys are liking it.
Yeah.
And when we get to put our flannel on and go to the pumpkin patch, you guys let us have our moment.
Y'all going to again?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Not
pumpkin
yet.
Patch would be just
too
as
hot.
Fun
too
if
hot.
It were warm outside.
No, it wouldn't.
With flip-flops and a tank top.
You cannot, 100%. No, man. You can't drink hot apple cider and have a flannel on when it's hot out like that. That's
you like
part of it.
You like hot apple cider like that?
Only at the pumpkin patch.
Oh, okay.
That's a fireball.
It's part of it. It's
like,
all part of
you
it.
You like all that?
No, it's
you
a part
well,
of
you're
it.
A festive guy, though.
I am a festive guy.
You get into
guy.
All the moves.
I
and you have
I like
definitely
to lean in.
Have a festive wife.
I do.
Yes, that likes all that stuff. And
again, we didn't go to the pumpkin patch. Here's the thing about us. There are multiple pumpkin patches. You know,
oh,
it's not just one. Like when we go up to Burt's, that's like the whole thing. Because you go up to Dawsonville and, you know, it's a drive. And that's where we get our big pumpkins that we carve. But you can't carve a pumpkin yet. It'll
right.
be rotten by Halloween.
Right.
But our church also has a pumpkin patch.
Oh.
So we did that last night.
Oh, sweet. Sweet.
It's October 1st. It's time to get some pumpkins
it's
on the porch.
It's time to go in, yeah, man. I'm mad at you, man. But yeah. But no, I mean, as we get to October, good, well, it's always good ball, good football and stuff going on, obviously. Tonight, who's playing tonight? I forgot.
It's got an NFC West matchup
okay,
between the 49ers and the Rams.
Oh, between who's playing for the 49ers?
Good, I don't know.
Because, I mean, everybody's
probably going to be Mac Jones.
Probably, and he's not even healthy all the way.
No, he's not.
You know, so, I mean, do you get a ball? Y'all got Christian McCaffrey, so hopefully they give Christian McCaffrey the ball 30 times tonight.
He's somehow in his life of always being injured. In that world where everyone's hurt for them,
everybody.
The one guy who's not.
Yes.
Knock on wood and everything else. But, yeah, McCaffrey's been really good through four games with everybody else banged up. They're also 3-1.
Yes, that's which
thing,
is crazy.
That thing about it is Mac Jones has started, what, half their games so far, and they don't have anybody to throw it to, and everybody on defense is hurt.
Yeah.
They're 3-1.
Yeah, man. That's
Kyle Shanahan's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, oh, no doubt about it, man. But they're going against that fierce – that Rams defense is fierce, man. They get after – the quarterback, they knock him around. And Matt Stafford, I mean, he's playing well. Puka Nacua, if he's not the best receiver in the league, he's one of the best. And not just catching the ball, he does so many different things. Like, he is such a key to their offense. And Sean McVay's a hell of a ball coach, too, so that should be a good game. But, yeah, I mean, the thing – and oh, let me find this tweet because I was thinking about the injury part.
Which tweet?
No, I saw. Come on, man. Come on. Don't do that.
Okay, I'll just ask him. There's a lot of tweets, you know. People
don't
tweet all. People
okay.
tweet all day.
Because I saw this from Jonathan Jones. I'm talking about Andrew says
that tweet.
There have been 38 starting quarterbacks through the first 4 weeks of this season.
Okay.
Deal with Dylan Gabriel getting the start and Cooper Rush getting the start. Mm-hmm. 40 starting quarterbacks through week five.
Wow. That's pretty wild.
That's crazy. And when you look at all the injuries that this goes on in the league.
Yeah.
I know we was talking about that I'm having fun, no bands and put some iron on your back and everything. They don't put enough physicalness on their body before game anymore, before the season starts. Same thing when I was talking to Mike the other day when Mike was here when we talked about the Hawks got a game on Monday. Mm-hmm. Like, no training camp?
Right.
Oh, like, you got to get yourself physically ready to go. You can't be trying to ramp up in season.
Yeah.
That's when you get hurt. That's when you pull stuff when you're trying to ramp yourself up during the season.
Well, I also think, yes, I think that's why we see so much of that in September in the NFL. I think that's why we see so many injuries in the NBA in the first round of the playoffs, because guys try to go from what they're doing in the regular season, which is super
chill.
Kind of vibing out and then maybe playing hard in the fourth quarter or not even playing on a given night.
Right.
There's so much of the load management going on. And then you get in the playoffs and you try to play hard for 40 minutes every single night. I know it's 48, but they only, you know, starters only play about 35, 40. And then you have everybody tearing their Achilles and knees and this and that and the other thing. Because you can't, you know, you can't just go from that to that. You can't just flip the switch. I think that's a huge issue that the NFL has right now. It's also, you know, you just said it's always good ball. It's good ball because we like ball.
Yes.
It's going to get better.
Yes.
September NFL football has become preseason.
Yeah.
And so you see a lot of sloppiness.
Yes.
And, you know, especially with young teams like the Falcons are, you can see that variance in performance where you get beat 30-0 by a truly bad team in Carolina.
Yes.
And then you come back and beat a team that was in the NFC Championship game last year and put up 34 points.
They might not win a damn game.
Carolina?
Yeah.
They're not good.
Yeah.
They're not good.
They might not win another damn game. You know, and
now that would be a one-off.
Yeah.
If the one win, because there's been teams that only have one win before. I don't think that one win was 30-0. You know what I mean? Now they play the Dolphins on Sunday. They could beat the Dolphins.
Oh yeah, never mind.
Panthers could beat the Dolphins.
I take that back. But I just, you know, with these injuries and you got different quarterbacks playing and all those different things, it's like, you know, especially with, say, take a look at Baltimore. They're 1-3 right now, and their quarterback's going to be out for 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they are so decimated with the injuries. Like, they're probably, because they play Houston, they probably have 7 new starters.
Yeah.
Because they're all other guys are hurt in this game. I mean, it's crazy. And you still go Baltimore. Benefit of the doubt, because it's Baltimore kind
of. You get benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, because I'm still not sold on Pittsburgh for whatever reason. But still, I mean, you look at the Joe Burrow situation. You look at what's going on in we're just talking about San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I hate when people say that's why they protect quarterbacks, because of, you know, when the quarterback's out, the ball is not as just good when you lose all these starting quarterbacks, which is true.
Yeah, but there's more to it than that, right? Like you just said, we're going to have our 40th and 41st starting quarterback so far this year already this weekend. You protect quarterbacks all you want. If offensive line plays as bad as it is, guys are going to get hurt.
And it's bad.
You know?
And it's bad.
And that's, you know, that it's just a – it's all like a function of something else,
right?
You know? This is bad because this is bad. This is bad because they don't do this the same way that, you know? And I understand – I think that their intentions are in the right place when they make the decisions they make, right?
Yeah.
You know, we talk about it every single July and August when we're up there in Flowery Branch, talk about the Falcons. The reason they do what they do is understandable from the standpoint of protecting investments, but at the same time, you have to practice football to be good at it.
Did this, I mean, so, that's the part right there that chaps my ass. Not you saying, not you,
right?
But saying that right there, that hurt any damn way.
It did.
Anyway.
But that's what they say, right?
Right.
And that's why they do it.
Yeah.
Is because they think that they've cornered the market with sports medicine. They think that they think they can outdo decades of what you guys have always done with sports medicine, which clearly you can't. And I don't know, guys make more money now? I don't know.
Yes.
I think that's what it boils down to.
Right.
It's like, we got so much more invested in this dude that we have to protect that.
At all times.
At all times. Well, kind of. We are still going to ask him to play football.
Yeah.
Which is literally the most dangerous thing you can do in sports.
The most dangerous thing you're going to do, and we're going to put you in a spot or in a place where you're not acclimated to that part.
Right.
Because game day hits are so much harder because you don't get tackled.
Mm-hmm.
Thud pace, whatever, it's good. Stay off the ground, thud, all that. Thud ain't tackle. All right? And I'm talking on both sides. When, as far as you thudding up the runner – and the running hit, no, it's a big difference. And that's why I was like, it's always going to be risky whenever you're coming in lukewarm. You're not coming in revved up and hot. You can talk about all the training camp and all that other crap, joint practices and all that. You ain't even tackling in that. So it's going to take its toll on you. And these injuries are not stopping here. They're going to keep mounting. They're going to keep mounting and everything like that, because a lot of it is just that getting up to speed, getting your body acclimated to all the tackling and blocking and hitting and all these things. And then the timing of the routes and Because that's another thing. Like, the routes and all these, like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just everything is so off right now. And it's going to continue to get that because they're going to do less and less. Every year they do less. Every year they do less in training camp, preseason, and then you get to the regular season, and it looks like straight ass. And that's going to continue to go.
But it's October now, it'll start to look better. And the Falcons have a bye week, so they can work on some stuff too, self-scout and all that.
They're gone.
Huh?
They're gone for the week.
Oh, that's true. They're not working on anything right now.
They're not self-scouting nothing.
Well, they're recovering.
Yeah.
Active recovery.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Sports science.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, when they put that science behind sports, man, I swear, hell, everything went down damn hill. Everyone just runs that through the damn ringer. Well, the sports science lets us know that. Yeah, okay. Sports science in a physical-ass football game. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do we get here?
I don't know. I just got irritated.
Yeah, you got mad.
Yeah, I got mad and irritated.
All right. Yeah. We're good?
Yeah, I'm good now.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's say something good about something.
What we got?
I don't know. Falcons aren't playing.
Well, I mean, yeah, I would love for them to be playing this weekend. Bye weeks suck when you don't when it's well
it's no. Nice to have a bye week off a win.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always the thing like that. Losing bye week, I mean, that's just the most miserable thing in the world because you're chomping at the bit to get back out there. If it was a bye week loss, I promise you they'd be practicing this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they'd have the whole week off.
They'd have the whole week off.
Yeah, if you flipped it, if the Washington win was week three and then you played like you played against Carolina week four.
Oh, no.
I don't think that'd be 2 weeks
no,
off.
We got to go in and get this bang shang lang in.
Which also, like, you know, it's not that far removed. Like, maybe you don't have to have the whole week off. But anyway, they have the whole week
off.
We're
not going to do that.
It is what it
is.
Yeah,
we're not going to do that.
Well, we can't because we drive ourselves crazy if we did. Because, again, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. It's like that. You know, it's not the main reason, I don't think, why stuff hasn't gone as well as you've wanted it to the last couple of years with the Falcons, but it might be part of it.
Could be.
You know, it's like, you know, it's also hard to wrap your head around a sub-500 team being like, oh, we're going to take it easy this week.
Yeah.
Like, well, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't take it easy.
Like, keep that edge.
Yeah. You know, Pretend like you just got beat 30-0.
Yeah.
Because you did.
Because, I mean, you got your ass whipped.
It really only was 1 week ago where that happened.
By a horrible.
Anyway.
Horrible.
Georgia has an opportunity to bounce back on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Alabama game still, you know, that's the last one that got played on Saturday. Kentucky is probably a good opponent to have if you're trying to get right a little bit, as Georgia will be trying to do off that Alabama loss. And Alabama gets an opportunity to get a little bit of revenge on Vanderbilt as well, which is funny to say. It's funny that is, you know, it's such a symptom of where we're at right now in college football. And I like it. I like that Vanderbilt's relevant and they're undefeated and that's fun. And they beat them last year.
I mean, hell, they got the oldest team. That was a crazy ass graphic that Rusty sent us earlier.
Yeah, it makes sense, though.
It does.
Like when you think about how things level a little bit, Vanderbilt isn't able to be competitive with teams like Alabama or whoever because they have the same level of talent,
right?
Like player for player. They got to do it a little bit different. You got to hit right in the transfer portal, which they did at the quarterback spot. And then you got to have a bunch of older guys that play really well together and sort of make up for it like that.
Yep.
I think that's what surprised Alabama last year because they're so much more talented
than
them, and they are this year too. Yeah. Just a bunch of guys who played a lot of football together and work really well together as a unit. But again, like that now kind of evens it out a little bit because Bama would have had not only better talent, but also better talent that had played together a lot and worked together better as a unit.
Yes.
Now you don't have that. Now you got a lot of young guys. So the talent is trying to compete with that
experience.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you get that level of playing.
Yeah. But I think you mentioned it. I think that for Vanderbilt, that's all they got to compete because they're having a great year this year. I don't think that this year or last year affects their recruiting of high school players. I think they got to go and get these guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if it levels out the playing field, well, you got Vandy on damn game day, hell yeah.
It's great.
Hell yeah.
That's where game day is?
Yeah.
Saturday? It's
mm-hmm.
in Tuscaloosa?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Down in T-Town.
Yeah, that's great. I think they're going to get their revenge, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They're 10.5-point favorites. I think, yeah, I think they cover that.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.